क्लिनिकल साइकोलॉजिस्ट क्रिस पांस का कहना है कि पिछले 2 साल बहुत ही कठिन थे। ये संगठन अपेक्षित और नए माता पिता की इमोशनल वेलबींग के लिए काम करता है।
So at Gidget Foundation Australia, we have had 127% increase in demand for our services, and that's massive. We know that so many parents are having a really hard time out there, even more than normal.
स्वास्थ्य विशेषज्ञों का कहना है कि इंडिजिनस मल्टीकल्चरल और LGBTQIA+ परिवार विशेष रूप से इसके शिकार हैं, और यही कारण है कि 40 से अधिक संगठनों ने प्रसवकालीन मानसिक स्वास्थ्य सप्ताह में जागरूकता फैलाने की बात की है। बांस का कहना है कि नए और अपेक्षित माता पिता के लिए समय पर उचित और विशेषज्ञ देखभाल प्राप्त करने के लिए सहायता उपलब्ध है।
New and expectant parents are not alone. There are many services available. I think a good place to start is with your GP or a friend, or get one of your loved ones to even help you get to an appointment if that's been hard. So start with those. You could even talk to a midwife or an obstetrician, or you could go straight to a perinatal specialist service like the Gidget Foundation Australia.
Namita Mahanama Bharati Samudaya se hain aur ve ek pharmacist hain. Namita ka kehna hai ki unhone apne dono beton ke janm ke baad इससे जुड़े डिप्रेशन का अनुभव किया है।
With my Indian background, there are layers of extra cultural conditioning where, you know, it was never said. My parents were so supportive. My in-laws were amazing. But there's this unsaid cultural conditioning that, you know, it's a sign of weakness. You know, you're fine. I'll snap out of it. But we can't control the symptoms. It's a biochemical reaction that happens because of the hormones, and it's nothing that we've done that's caused it. And you know, speaking up.
नमिता अब इस विषय को लेके किताब लिख रही हैं और वो कहती हैं।
Essentially, I had 2 boys who are now 7 and 3, and my pregnancies for both of them were amazing. You know, I was very healthy, excited. They were planned, and then for both children, you know, I had my eldest in Cairns, and then I had my youngest in Perth, and both times after I had, you know, after I delivered on day 5, I literally woke up and it felt like within 24 hours someone had just zipped me up inside a black bag almost. I had this thick, heavy fog over my head. I couldn't think properly. I couldn't make decisions. I was riddled with anxiety. So I've never had anxiety or depression ever before. But I just, it was very physically, palpably affecting me in terms of how I felt. And, you know, I think my husband, family, parents, in-laws, they all could see, you know, that I wasn't my usual self. I wasn't behaving the same way. I wasn't, you know, my happy, vibrant self. So, you know, they encouraged me to speak up to my obstetrician, and, you know, that enabled me to seek the treatment I needed. And thankfully, by week 11 for both boys, so it is that fourth trimester, the treatment for me kind of put that biochemistry back. It literally buzzed me back to life. And, you know, one morning in week 11, it just felt like overnight someone had unzipped this bag again. And I felt myself again. It's almost hard to believe, but that's sort of really how it felt. The hormones obviously created such havoc in my body. And, you know, I think just by able to speak out and get the treatment, I was really able to walk towards my recovery. So the book that I'm writing is really, you know, during my experience, I felt very alone. I am a pharmacist, so I know the symptoms in theory. But when it happened to me, I felt very much alone. I felt like no one personally that I knew had ever experienced it. So I felt very isolated, confused, this is normal, you know, questioning myself, you know, I shouldn't be feeling this way. But the truth is, it's the condition that makes you feel this way. It's not anything that you can control. So I essentially vowed to myself that upon recovery, you know, I would be transparent with my story, and I would, you know, use my pharmacist background. And I've gone on to study Ayurveda. I'm becoming an Ayurvedic lifestyle consultant, and doing Ayurvedic yoga teaching, and I'm qualified to teach mothers and health professionals about baby massage. So I'm gathering all the tools essentially to help all women, because I know how much I suffered, and you know, I want to shine the light on the condition so no one else has to feel alone or suffer, because people don't talk about it enough. So, you know, I want to kind of change that.
मेलबर्न के साइकियाट्रिस्ट डॉक्टर अमित जुच्ची बताते हैं, यह विषय बहुत ही अहम है और गंभीर भी, मगर सही देखभाल से इस स्थिति को बदला जा सकता है।
प्रेगनेंसी जो कि एक जॉयस टाइम होना चाहिए, उसमें भी डिप्रेशन और एंग्जाइटी हो सकता है। पहला स्टेप है कि हम पहले उसको आइडेंटिफाई करें कि ये डिप्रेशन एंग्जाइटी हो रहा है, क्योंकि थोड़ा ब्लूज, थोड़ा मूड फ्लक्चुएशन, क्योंकि हार्मोन्स हो रहे हैं उसके कारण भी हो सकते हैं। बट कभी भी जब आपको नींद असर कर नहीं हो रही है, नींद में आने में प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, जब उठते हैं नींद से तो थकान ज्यादा होती है, खुशी नहीं मिल रही, एज आई सेड ये प्रेगनेंसी तो शुड बी अ जॉयस टाइम। हाउएवर इफ इट फील्स लाइक कि आपको एंजॉयमेंट नहीं आ रहा है, आपको कॉन्सेंट्रेशन में प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, दिस कुड ऑल पॉइंट टुवर्ड्स डिप्रेशन एंड ऑल्सो एंग्जाइटी सिम्टम्स। सो इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग एट दैट टाइम इज टू रिकग्नाइज इट, communicate this to your partner, communicate this to your family and to your GP, more importantly, because depending on, you need to be assessed by your GP to see ki bhai ye depression thoda mild depression hai, ki isko hum psychological intervention se theek kar sakte hain, ki ye severe end pe ja raha hai jahan pe iske liye medication chahiye aur psychological intervention chahiye. Isme also bhi ye bhi dekhna hai ki इसमें और कोई सिम्टम तो नहीं है, क्योंकि प्रेगनेंसी के समय थायराइड प्रॉब्लम बढ़ जाती है, और थायराइड प्रॉब्लम का वन ऑफ द सिम्टम्स इज डिप्रेशन एंड एंग्जाइटी, तो उस वो भी हमको पता चलना पड़ता है, करना पड़ता है कि वो तो नहीं है। एक बार हमें डिप्रेशन एंग्जाइटी क्लियर हो गया कि है, तो वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इज टू मेक श्योर दैट वी स्लीप वेल एट नाइट टाइम। सो मेकिंग श्योर दैट यू इन्वॉल्व योर पार्टनर, You have a sleep routine. You need सोने से पहले कैसे क्या क्या चीज से relax हो सकते हैं आप, जैसे कि नींद आराम से आए और लंबी हो, पहली चीज। दूसरी चीज, start doing things which give you enjoyment. Start looking at things like, you know, going out with your partner or spending time with your partner or pampering yourself. That's very important. Also, focusing on relaxation, that's very important. Learning techniques of relaxation, which could be, you know, mindfulness, bahut relaxing hota hai. Yeah, yoga is very relaxing. Some people find exercise can be very relaxing. So going for walks, being in the nature, doing activities which increases mindfulness, like painting, like, you know, drawing, that can also help. So making sure that you're doing relaxation every day is key. And when we have depression and anxiety, we start having lots of negative thoughts about future, bhavishya ke bare mein aur past ke bare mein. Aur jitna hum inko time denge in thoughts ko, utna hi depression aur anxiety badhta jayega. So it's important ki we do not engage with these thoughts. We distract ourselves. So distraction can be by talking to friends, by watching TV, listening to music, doing some activities which give you pleasure. So distraction has to be used. So if we start doing these things, it also makes us feel better and gives less time for depression and anxiety. And depression and anxiety can be managed. At times, we have to start on medications when the depression is severe, and taking those medications regularly will also help in treatment of depression and anxiety. So wo bhi acha aata hai.
SBS News se Cassandra Bain aur Ariana Lucente ki is report ko prastut kiya hai Natasha Call ne SBS Hindi ke liye.